Hello, guys and gals, me Mudahar, and you know, when I was younger, I actually was scared that the FBI was going to break into my house, or actually the Canadian police when I was younger. Back when I was a kid, I used to go onto websites and download ROMs off the internet. Now, back in the day, in the early 2000s, what actually was a thing was video game ROMs. And when I was younger, I discovered emulators that allowed me to play like super old Super Nintendo stuff, Nintendo Entertainment System, Game Boy Advance. And a lot of those ROM sites would actually tell you that you gotta delete the games after 24 hours. And that was some weird law or rule that they introduced because I guess you are allowed to pirate things for a day, but if you went, let's say, 24 hours and a minute afterwards, apparently that was going to trip the cops. Now, at some point when I was younger, there was a thing that showed up on the Google homepage. So when I was like browsing the internet, my internet provider company at the time, Rogers, actually implemented a small little like blurb in the Google thing that said, by the way, you are downloading DMCA pirated material. Do you acknowledge this? Now, as a kid, I clicked it and it went away. And I thought, you know, the feds were going to raid our house. I really was scared. I actually laid in bed that night thinking that, oh my God, the cops are going to be here. My mom's going to beat my ass. It's going to be a bad time. Now, of course, spoiler alert, the cops never raided us, okay? Generally speaking, a lot of these sites freak you out with those letters and tell you, you shouldn't do this, but very rarely do I ever actually see that rule being enforced. Now, all of this is not to say that piracy is right. Piracy is very illegal, it's very wrong, and I do not promote it at all on my channel. But to tell you ethically and morally, I actually don't know what to think after seeing some of the biggest tech companies have basically been blatantly doing it out in the open for the last year. So today we're going to look at some wild lawsuits, we're going to look at some wild situations, and we're going to look at some insane double standards, okay? Now, for anybody that's watching this video, one thing that you need to know before we start off with is what a shadow library is. Now, a shadow library is basically a pirate library or an online repository of freely available digital media that's normally paywalled, access controlled, or otherwise not readily available. To some extent, you know those anti-paywall sites where, like, you know, a news article is paywalled, so you throw it in there and it gives you the unpaywalled version, which is usually like a Google cache that they're digging out of. But this is a more extensive version where a lot of platforms on the internet exist where they serve literal entire databases, terabytes of information, freely open source, freely out there. For instance, one of the largest is like a certain archive. I don't know if I can exactly say the name, but I guess Anna's Archive in this case. Now, I can't tell you how to access or go there or download stuff from here, but they are the largest open library in human history. According to them, they've got 61.6 million books, 95.6 million papers, and these are apparently preserved 100% forever. Totally open source, totally available. In fact, they are so on the cutting edge of violating the law, they themselves admit what they do is actually illegal. And it's so illegal that they'll brazenly tell you, guys, we're backing up entire platforms like Spotify. So, you know that big popular music platform? Yeah, apparently they have around 256 million tracks. These guys have archived 86 million music files, representing 99.6% of listens. So a little under 300 terabytes in size, they've actually basically scraped and preserved an entire platform. That's fucking insane. Could you imagine how much it would go if you were doing something like Netflix or, God forbid, like a platform like YouTube with how many videos stored on here? Every day, something becomes lost media. Hell, I have a $10,000 bounty for people to find a piece of lost media in the creepypasta space as we speak. So I love game preservation. I love media preservation. I'm a preservation enjoyer. Now, ultimately, I'm not going to be sitting here and telling you guys that there isn't any element of piracy here. Obviously, this is piracy, okay? Downloading somebody's song from, like, their archive that is on Spotify is highly illegal. But, ladies and gentlemen, it seems like the law only really matters if it's just you and me breaking it. What about companies like Nvidia, for instance? Now, a couple like weeks ago, I want to say a few months ago, I kind of talked about a company known as Anthropic. And for anybody that doesn't know what Anthropic was sort of doing, they recently had a lawsuit where inside the judge had actually ruled that apparently downloading pirated books on the internet is totally good for fair use, But apparently, downloading and pirating is wrong. Effectively, it's one of those, like, sentences that's like a total slap in the wrist. Like, what do you mean you're gonna hit me with the copyright charge? Dog, my principal business product was trained off of illegally sourced material, which is actually worth more than whatever fine you can give me. Really, I think personally speaking, the legal system is a fucking joke. Now, actually, what is kind of freaky about this is one company that I'm sure you guys know of, Nvidia, you know, that big gaming graphics card company, you probably have one of their systems in your, you probably have one of their GPUs in your system. Well, they're an AI company, and they've been an AI company for quite a long time. And it turns out a few days ago, they actually contacted that illegal Anna's Archive so that they could download their data set and just train their shit off it. So there's actually been a lawsuit that you can read right now, actually, that delves deep into this. And actually, for this video, it's only 23 pages long, but I do want to touch into it to show you the weird double standard right here. Now, a bunch of authors sued Nvidia recently over alleged copyright infringement. And so because of a lawsuit, when it actually goes in, you can dig up internal emails from organizations, and these emails are pretty fucking telling. So it became a weirdly interesting situation. These shadow libraries, like Anna's Archive, were actually dying for a while. And according to Anna's Archive, they said that not too long ago, shadow libraries were dying. Sci-Hub, massive illegal archives of academic papers, had stopped taking in new works due to lawsuits, because guess what? Tons of companies are going after these people for illegally storing their shit. So Z Library, the largest illegal library of books, saw its creators arrested on criminal copyright charges. Again, shit gets serious, and I'm gonna cover a story that is actually so insane, the person charged killed themselves. So again, came AI, according to them. Virtually all major companies building LLMs contacted us to train on data. We've been given high-speed access to 30 companies. All of a sudden, these dying breeds were reached out by these big tech companies and like, hold on a minute. Wait, the stuff's sitting there, sure it's illegal, maybe we can use it, allegedly of course. So in August 2023, Nvidia contacts the book publishers to obtain fast access to large volumes of unique, high-quality datasets. Because yes, in order to train these datasets, you need human information. Isn't it crazy how all of our shit gets completely pirated, taken against our will by these companies, and then it gets sold back to us in subscription services that we literally just keep getting flooded with? Insane shit. Nvidia could not secure this fast access as it needed through publishers, and probably because it wasn't a proper price that they could have gotten it, and some of these publishers probably didn't want to give them licenses anyways. So desperate for books, Nvidia contacts Anna's Archive. Now mind you, they self-admittedly say that they are illegal, the largest and most brazen of the remaining shadow libraries, about acquiring its millions of pirated materials and including Anna's Archive in pre-training data for our LLMs. So because Anna's Archive charged tens of thousands of dollars for high-speed access, Nvidia sought to find out what high-speed access to the data would look like. And again, for Nvidia, just whatever they would spend on bandwidth fees is fucking nothing, all right? They're like, what, one of the top five richest companies in the world? Who gives a shit? So basically, Nvidia's executives in correspondence, Anna Archive stated that because its collections were illegally acquired and maintained, Nvidia executives would need to let Anna's Archive know when you have decided internally that this is something you can pursue. So remember, the people that are hosting this illegal service are like, wait a minute, hold on a minute. We know we're doing illegal shit. Nvidia, are you sure you want to do it? Well, according to this lawsuit, Nvidia management gave the green light to proceed with piracy. Remember, it's illegal for you and me. When I was a kid, I used to fucking lay in bed after downloading a ROM scared shit list that the RCMP was gonna kick down the door and take away my family. And Nvidia's like, yeah, shit, greenlight that bitch. Come on, who gives a fuck? And Anna's Archive offered Nvidia millions of pirated copyright books. Anna's Archive also offered access to several million books from Internet Archive, which were only normally available through Internet Archive's digital lending system. Anna's Archive promised Nvidia access to lots of books, totaling roughly 500 terabytes of data. By downloading Anna's Archive, Nvidia pirated additional copies of plaintiffs' infringed works. Now, here's the thing. On one end, I actually like shadow libraries. I think information should be shared around. But I think when it comes to this, we should allow everyone full access to this, or no one full access to this under the law. It shouldn't be a situation where it's illegal for me and you to download a fucking movie off the internet, but not illegal for NVIDIA to download that same movie, throw it into their fucking supercomputer, and train off of it, effectively making derivative works off of it, because that's what AI does. It just derives from shit that it's learned from, okay? You know, this whole fair use argument, in my opinion, falls flat when you realize that when you use LLMs long enough, it literally just sits there regurgitating information. Now, to teach you how LLMs actually work really quickly, just a quick, really easy explanation. These are four words on the screen: cat, dog, astronaut, and food. Now, again, for these autocomplete engines or these LLM systems, every time you see it print out an output, what it's effectively doing is basically connecting tokens with the most likely token that comes after. Now, obviously, this is a very simplified explanation, and it, to be honest with you, probably is a little bit, actually, probably fairly outdated. But I think it is a good way for you to quickly understand what the technology kind of is, right? So basically, the more information you throw at an LLM for it to train on, so books, posts, videos, images, everything you could imagine, it'll basically look at, for instance, words like cat, dog, astronaut, and food, and let's say it's learned through everything, all forms of human books. Then it'll say that, okay, cat and dog are probably more likely to, you know, be associated with each other in a sentence than, say, cat and astronaut. And cat, dog, and food are more stronger pairs than, you know, astronaut. This is basically the, you know, thing that's out there in the wild. But astronaut by itself can probably be more associated with things like food. It's a very complicated web, and the amount of training that you need is generally, you know, great when you have really good training data, basically human data. You know, a quick explanation too can also come from the fact that you can download things like, you know, 4chan polls entire data set. So 3.5 years of posts exist for anybody to download from on the internet. Now, Raiders of the Lost Keck is a dataset that you can download and you can throw into a training engine for it. You can train an LLM chatbot to basically learn from crazy things like, Israelis don't want to be your pawns anymore, burgers. They've suffered enough. LMAO, why do you hate your ally? Basically, they went on poll and they grabbed some of the most racist, brazen shit that they can. And basically, you can train an LLM on all of this information and you can actually throw it out into the wild. Which actually happened. A YouTuber did do that exact thing, threw the 4chan chatbot into the wild on 4chan itself, and it took posters a few days to realize, guys, we have an AI among us. So yeah, that's kind of just how these systems work. So just a roundabout way of understanding why companies like NVIDIA, why companies like Facebook, why companies like Microsoft need all of your shit. It's totally okay for them to pirate your stuff and train off of it, to make billions of fucking dollars, but the moment you download a goddamn movie off the internet or a fucking video game that stops being sold like 15 years ago, that's when it gets bad. Somehow I'm supposed to feel terrible downloading a copy of Lost Odyssey from Vim's Lair just so I can emulate a game that Mistwalker doesn't even sell, Microsoft probably doesn't even know exists. I'm supposed to feel bad for this. I'm supposed to be told that this is morally reprehensible. There are Nintendo cock guzzlers that will tell you piracy and emulation is wrong, and they'll conflate that situation. Dog, I don't even care anymore, okay? If you're gonna fucking download a video game, dude, that is between you and God. I do not care. I'm not going to morally judge you for downloading a game, especially a game that's like 15 years old. Yeah, it probably shouldn't be a thing if you're downloading a game that just came out or you're pirating a movie that just came out. I mean, if you can afford it, go check it out. But we live in a world where some of the biggest tech companies that are so rich now that even if they were to license this data, it wouldn't bankrupt them. And they still go out of their way to just download shit without even thinking about it. It's insanity, man. Like, it's crazy. When you see what everyone can get away with and what you can't, it radicalizes you in the most fucked way imaginable. And again, it's not just NVIDIA that's doing this. You've also got Facebook, but Microsoft has also been doing this too. Like, if you go back into like a lawsuit literally from like 2025, like from this one complaint, they actually talked about how Microsoft was developing sort of the Turing LLMs. And then, of course, to train the LLM, they copied what appeared to be a notorious collection of approximately 200,000 pirated books. Okay, remember, if I download one,
It's a bad crime. These guys are allegedly getting away with 200,000. Now, this is actually from a shadow library known as Books 3, which, for anybody that doesn't know, Books 3 is a data set that you probably know of, and I've talked about it before. It's part of something known as The Pile, which is 825 gigs of open source information that anybody can download. And again, a lot of these companies cream at the thought of just downloading this entire pile, throwing it into their LLMs, and training this shit for days on end. So yeah, look, it's not that I think that piracy is some grave sin. Again, at the end of the day, I just am one of those people where I want this to be, you know, something that's okay for everyone. It's not okay that I'm on a website, for instance, right, where like Google will tell you piracy is wrong, but then there's allegations thrown against all of these big tech companies that a lot of them do the same thing that they've been chastising everyone else for, okay? It's not okay that the RIAA gets to fist me in the ass for downloading a music file, but then these guys apparently just get to get away. And even if they do get caught, even if they do get a lawsuit thrown at them, it's so peanuts in comparison to what they do to us.
And not only that, there's companies like, you know, OpenAI, XAI, which, you know, we saw with Grokopedia, where literally some of the Grokopedia articles were verbatim ripped off of, like, Wikipedia. It's wild shit. Google even sued over allegedly training on pirated books. It's just a common thing all around. All these companies are going at it, downloading from these shadow libraries, and just pirating while we get demonized for it, man. It's crazy shit. Google will tell me that I cannot tell you that piracy is good, yet, you know, YouTube will tell me that, but their parent company allegedly just does this every single day, especially for their, like, AI systems. It's one of the reasons why, like, I have a lot of, you know, sussiness inside me when I look at companies like Google and how good video models like VO3 are, and I think to myself, you know, for companies like Google that has access to so many things like Google Photos, for instance, where people are backing up their shit all the time, I backed up my stuff to Google Photos. It makes me wonder why these image generation models are so good that they can make basically anything, because they're sitting on all this training data that I'm pretty sure they are absolutely using. There's no reason why people are allowed to freely store their stuff almost infinitely without some benefit going to Google or really any of these companies. And I just wish a lot of them were more transparent, but they're not going to be. Again, they do not care about following any form of rules or ethics whatsoever. And it's crazy. When NVIDIA gets caught out, they're literally just sitting over there like, by the way, it's really not piracy. Training measures statistical correlations in the aggregate across a vast body of data and encodes them into the parameters of a model. Plaintiffs do not try to claim a copyright over those statistical correlations, asserting instead that the training data itself is copied for the purposes of infringement. So basically they're saying because of how these systems are trained and, you know, the data that is produced from the training isn't exactly copyrighted material, it's all good. Doc, you're trying to basically, you're trying to pull the wool over a judge's eye. Let's be completely real. These engines are not capable of any intellectual thought, only regurgitating what they have learned from materials that they have absolutely or allegedly pirated. When NVIDIA sits down and allegedly in an email goes, I'm on the data strategy team and we're exploring including Anna's archive and pre-training data for LLMs. We're figuring out internally whether we're willing to accept the risk of using this data, but would like to speak with your team to get a better understanding of LLM-related work you have done. Like, what argument are you making in the boardroom, right? Like, guys, you're pirating, okay? What are you trying to explain here? And allegedly, NVIDIA did go through with this, right? At least that's what the allegation is. Now, again, personally, do I think that NVIDIA did things by the books? Personally, no. I don't think any of these companies is doing anything by the books. Now, when you look closely into one of the most fucked up stories, and again, I told you this was going to get dark, where, you know, we're going to talk about things like suicide in this case. Now, NVIDIA allegedly was reaching out to pirate libraries, but have you guys ever heard the story about the former, like, co-founder of Reddit? Now, for anybody that doesn't know, this is Aaron Swartz. Aaron Swartz was an internet activist. He's unfortunately passed away. How did he pass away? Suicide. And why did he commit suicide? Well, if we actually look into what had happened in his story, I'm going to just kind of like ballpark it here for you really quickly. This man was basically downloading a bunch of information and, you know, more specifically academic papers from an MIT system, right? So for instance, he was, you know, charged with stealing more than 4 million articles from the JSTOR academic database. Now, this man is somebody that wishes for a free internet, which is a noble, you know, thing. And in his argument, and I do tend to agree, that a lot of this information was basically financed with public money. So basically it was already free to begin with. What had happened was they put this stuff on a paywalled system. So effectively, what the system alleged was he had a secret wire closet, data mining programs, basically just downloading all the stuff with the credentials that he had at the MIT system. And effectively, when he was caught, they had put the hammer down on him incredibly hard. So for instance, because of this case, it fell under federal jurisdiction. So because it was committed via the internet and JSTOR servers, the wire fraud, you know, charge alone, which is based on the assertion that, you know, Swartz had misrepresented himself, so again, false credentials and everything, carried a maximum penalty of 20 years in prison and $250,000 fine. So basically, in this case, it's not exactly confirmed, but there was a lot of push at the Department of Justice to pursue and make an example of him incredibly hard. The DA in this case went so hard, he called for an incredibly insane sentence. And yeah, it was because of that that he ultimately ended up taking his own life, because when the system clamps down on you that hard, there really isn't a way out of it. It's like, do you choose to live and, you know, completely live the rest of your life out, you know, when it's completely ruined? Or do you just call it quits right there and leave? And honestly, over what? Harnessing academic research papers and sending them out for people to freely access? That's not a crime. That's something a hero does. I think one of the users writes it really well. There's no good reason he should have been so actively pursued with so many charges. I consider both JSTOR and Carmen Ortiz, who is the federal prosecutor for the case, to be responsible for pushing him to this. Ortiz had a number of stations where she was accused of reckless and aggressive prosecution, being rebuked by multiple judges, and this was clearly one of them. She's an utter piece of shit, and I can only hope the sysadmins who ended up being part of this lives with this on their conscience for the rest of their lives. I doubt Ortiz has the capacity to care, and I do tend to agree. I don't think a federal prosecutor who pushed that hard really fucking cares. But yes, you know, we're at a situation where, like, piracy, it's fucking legal as long as you're a big multi-billion dollar company. But I think for us average Andes out there, you know, being threatened with the feds kicking down our door, you know, and in some cases, doing something as noble as taking research academia and sharing it freely for the world to benefit from, and then being hit with interstate wire fraud charges and everything, being pushed to actually killing yourself. That is the insane dichotomy that we live in. And, you know, at this point, I feel like talking about this just to, like, wake people up and show you guys, like, how fucked things can be is what you need to do in order to have people actually get some change. Copyright law is broken. It really is. And ultimately, I think with every example, especially in the AI age, it really just benefits those who have the funds to benefit from it. But the general Andy out of all of us, we have to be the ones suffering and paying. It's okay to steal from us and make billions of dollars off of it. The moment you try doing the same thing, congratulations, buckos. Your whole life is ready to be ruined. Ladies and gentlemen, if you like what you saw, if you learned something, let me know. I am out.